Well, Black and White Network, when is enough enough for the people in Chicago? The way they vote has consequences. Now, Brandon Johnson replaced Lori Lightfoot as the mayor of Chicago, and he is much more radical than Lori Lightfoot. This man is an embarrassment. I truly do wish the people in Chicago could actually recall this man, because he has no intention whatsoever in combating crime. Crime has run amok in Chicago. Why? Because they're soft on crime, man. If you're a criminal, man, Chicago is definitely one of the cities you want to be in. But children do get hurt when there's gun violence in the streets. You guys know that in Illinois, it's more difficult to get a gun, but yet in Illinois, in Chicago, there's always gun violence. The laws don't mean anything. But every time there's a mass shooting, man, they always want to go after guns. The left does. But they're not trying to actually take the guns away from the criminals. Oh, no, can't do that. They want to take away the guns of the law-abiding citizen. Folks, if Democrats really, really actually cared about gun violence, they'd be talking about Chicago. Because this story we're going to be talking about is so egregious, man. This should be a wake-up call. Stop voting for soft-on-crime politicians. I saw this, guys, and I was like, really? This actually happened? Children got shot, including adults? But yet, there's a fatality. The fatality of a child. Folks, last night in Chicago, Brandon Johnson's Chicago, a child lost their life. This was a mass shooting. And I do mean mass shooting. But where's the mainstream media? 11 people, guys, got shot in one place. 4 were children. 1 child dead. Let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video. Subscribe to the channel. Become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button. Get access to the same thing. So, here we go. A few months back, Brandon Johnson vowed to end ShotSpotter, the gun fire detection system. Called it unreliable, you know, because Brandon Johnson has no qualms about violence. He's perfectly okay with that. This system detects gunfire, and this man actually campaigned on ending this. And believe it or not, guys, they're getting rid of this in September. Yeah, this actually came out a few months back, and ShotSpotter is actually in over 150 cities. But Brandon Johnson wants to get rid of it. Look here. Chicago will stop using ShotSpotter in September. The city has spent about $49 million on it since 2018. But yet, Brandon Johnson is spending, what, $50 plus million on illegals? Yeah. Yeah. So he's ending this. But check this out. This happened last night. 11 shot in back of the yards. 8-year-old girl killed. 3 other children injured. Because that was a massive shooting. And guess what? ShotSpotter actually detected this. Let's go ahead, guys, and watch this clip.
Chicago police say an 8-year-old girl was killed and 10 others hurt, including 3 other young children in a shooting on the city's south side.
This happened last night near 52nd and Damon in the back of the Yards neighborhood. Our Christian Picos is live at the University of Chicago Medical Center with the latest. Christian.
Kate and Mark, at this hour, three people are in critical condition, including that one-year-old child after a shooting last night near 52nd and South Damon in the city's Back of the Yards neighborhood. This all happening, according to police, on the 2000 block of West 52nd just after 9:15 p.m. last night. Chicago police say 11 people were shot, including that eight-year-old girl who died. So in total, we're talking seven adults, four kids shot. CPD says a shot spotter alert picked up 18 gunshots. Police say
ShotSpotter collected 18 gunshots. So obviously this system's working, but nah, we got to get rid of it. Chicago's getting rid of it, man. Seven adults, four children shot, one child dead. Wow.
Officers performed life-saving measures when first responders arrived. CPD Deputy Chief Don Jerome says this was likely a targeted incident.
This was not a random act of violence. It was likely gang related. Regardless of the motivation for this incident, three innocent children were struck tonight and one of them tragically succumbed to her wounds. The offender's actions, make no mistake, are horrific and unacceptable in our city.
According to a witness on scene, the shots were fired from a black sedan that sped off southbound on Damon at this hour. We are awaiting the latest conditions on the people shot last night. This morning, police say no one is in custody.
No one in custody, guys. No one in custody. Astonishing, right? No one in custody. This is amazing, man. Amazing. This is Brandon Johnson, Chicago, right here. This is Brandon Johnson, Chicago. 11 people shot. This is crazy, man. This man is a disaster. Look at this, guys. The Chicago Sun-Times observed that 124 were killed in Chicago January 1st, 2024 through April 13th, 2024. Astonishing. But I just can't believe this, man. A targeted shooting. And I'm willing to bet that the children weren't the targets. But these people, man, are so heartless. They don't even care. They killed a child, an eight-year-old child. Three other kids also injured. Brandon Johnson, Chicago, man. The violence out of hand. This is a mass shooting, but you won't hear this from the mainstream media. You're not going to hear it, man. This is sad, man. This is very, very sad. Brandon Johnson cannot get a grip on the crime in his city. And he has no desire to, man. This is why I call progressives regressives. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.